Well, from one form of athleticism to another, over the weekend I saw the most beautiful video put together by dancers with Paris's National Opera Ballet Company, showing them working out at home and trying to keep in shape in some very tiny apartments in some cases, sharing their lockdown with their family and their kids who were joining in the routines. It was just very sweet and moving, and I've shared it on the show's Facebook page if you would like to take a look. Go onto Facebook and look for Pippa Cape Talk. But it did get me thinking, what about our own Cape Town City Ballet dancers? How are they managing in lockdown with no opportunity to perform, no opportunity to get together for classes or rehearsals? How does a professional athlete, which is what they are, keep peak fitness going in what for many might be a tiny space? Certainly no sprung floors, very little room for the grand jetés. Let's chat to the CEO of the Cape Town City Ballet, Debbie Turner, who joins me on the line now. Debbie, a tough time for your company, as for anybody else involved in the performing arts, because you've had to postpone the entire autumn season, haven't you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is. It's very hard for us dancers, but it's hard for everybody. And just listening to your previous interview, we all just have to take a step back and time to reflect on what last year was and what we achieved. But it is, the dancers are hemmed in their homes. Some live in blocks of flats. Some live in large family situations. Some are on their own. So everybody is navigating through, I think, some probably difficult personal time, but trying their very best to keep their body fitness up with, mm-hmm. as you just said, without the sprung floors, without the musical accompaniment. And, artists are artistic athletes, and they need space to keep fit. Yeah. Whether you're a track runner or a tennis player or you're a dancer, you need a specific space to be able to do what you do. And they are so limited in terms of what they can do at home, and especially they can't do something like jump without a sprung floor.
So it's very, very tough, I would imagine. Emotionally, they must also be worried about the economic consequences, Debbie, because as I mentioned, you've had to postpone. I mean, you would have had a production of the new Triple Bill, Forget Me Not, starting on the 9th of May. You would have had Veronica Papers' Carmen coming on the 17th of May. Those are delayed until a date to be determined. It's very hard to keep focused and keep training for an unknown point in the future. Are you having to do a lot of sort of talking to them from a psychological, motivational perspective?
Yes. I mean, I set up a WhatsApp group with the dancers, and I've spoken personally with a number of them, over this period of lockdown, and just trying to keep their spirits up. But at the same time, dancers are also quite gregarious, self-motivated people who, their craft, I don't want to say their craft defines them, but it's so much of who they are. And so they're, I think, indulging themselves in watching so many ballet companies around the world that are putting their full performances online, which, they're able to do. Cape Town City Ballet hasn't quite reached that capacity yet, but the time will come. I just wish the time had already come. I think they're being very inspired by what bigger companies and more developed companies are doing around the world. And then also just investing in, how South Africa is trying to deal as a population with this very, very challenging time for us all, because of the, the diversity of our population and some people living in much, much, more and much easier circumstances than others, and trying to help others out. And the thing that I worry about the most with the dancers is if they do live alone, it's the psychological impact, because, we social beings as humans, and that sort of daily ritual of the ballet class, and hearing that first chord strike up on the piano, and that's when everybody's brain kicks into gear at the start of the day, and there we go right up until 6 o'clock at night, and they're at it hammer and tongs, and they had been for 7 weeks prior to the lockdown because of our very sort of extensive performance programs. coming up for what would have been in May, and then our Swan Lake in August, which at the moment is still on the boards. Okay. And, you know, so it's, it, but, you know, for me as a director and for my management staff, it's a case of, well, where do we go from here? Because we have no idea how this is all going to roll out. You know, next Thursday, you know, if the lockdown does, if we do start coming out of lockdown, how is that going to happen? And then the gathering of how many people, you know, just a dance class is, you know, 40 dancers in a room sharing sweats. It's probably highly inappropriate for you know, and that's actually why I closed Cape Town City Ballet a week before the actual lockdown anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, it was about 10 days because on medical advice, it just said, you know, my GP just said to me, Debbie, you'd be irresponsible if you, given the nature of your work, if you took this chance.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, I mean, there have been hard decisions you've had to make, Debbie, and I mean, salute to you for having taken them, as you said, proactively rather than waiting to be told you must do so. I'm sure a lot of listeners will be worried about the long-term financial impact on the company because, as you said, you are, you know, compared to the resources that some of the big international companies have, you're a small group, and it's always been, you know, a struggle from year to year, and you've been doing so well building momentum and building the company and settling into your new premises. This must have been a huge blow to just have the side swiped of an entire season wiped out. Can the company survive it from a financial perspective?
You know, the company has to survive it. I'm not prepared to consider not surviving. You know, it is something that a culture, it's a cultural part of Cape Town that, like every other part, so, you know, the music scenarios and theatre, it is an essential part of a world-class city. And we have to survive no matter what. And it's not about survival, actually. It's about growth. And we all just have to come back to work when we can go back to work with the right mindset going, right, what can we do now to try and make up for this lost time and the lost income from May? Because, yes, you know, I would be silly to deny the fact that losing two seasons in May that doesn't feel like a kind of cricket bat to my head, you know, at this point. But I'm not prepared to allow that to get in the way of the success of Cape Town City Ballet and us moving forward as an important cultural institution of the country, of the province, and of the city. So, you know, I've got my mind set on, right, what are we going to do and what are we permitted to do? Right, we are permitted to have 50 people or no more than 50 people in a gathering. We have a big rehearsal space. We'll start making more intimate performances where we'll invite the public, the paying public into our space to say, right, there's 50 tickets for sale or 49 tickets for sale for a performance of Act One of Carmen tonight, you know, led by Veronica Paper with a Q&A, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to be creative at times like this. You can't sit down and go, well, you know, all is lost and that's it.
Debbie Turner, I love that mindset. Thank you so much and good luck to you and thinking of you and all the dancers affected by the lockdown as so many other performing arts professionals are. Debbie is the CEO of Cape Town City Ballet. And I'm going to add a comment. Remember, there is something you can do to help with this situation. If you had already bought tickets, please don't rush to demand a refund for them. If you are in the privileged position of being able to afford the loss of a ticket, consider doing so. Consider holding on to them in the hope that you can use them at a later date. But don't rush to ask for the refund if you possibly can. And I say that knowing that for some of you, your own personal financial situation has changed dramatically and that might not be an option. So, of course, I can understand those circumstances. But if you are in the privileged position of being able to sacrifice the amount of that ticket with the greater aim of there still being a Cape Town City Ballet for you to enjoy in years still to come, please keep that in mind.